This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Peter Kessler is a golf historian. He's worked at Golf Channel and the PGA Tour Network. He's now got the number one podcast in the game, The Peter Kessler Show, available at revolutiongolf.com. Always a pleasure to welcome my friend Peter Kessler back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Peter.
I am delighted to be with you, and I sit here and I wonder, was it worth waiting all 250 days since the last major for? But I suppose that's something you're going to want us to kick around momentarily.
Yeah, I guess you didn't find it compelling or exciting?
Well, it was a couple of things. It was a lot of things, none of which were really fun. The primary negative for me was, here's this guy with a lead on the back nine, Bubba Watson, hitting crazy shots. I mean, just things that you can't believe his caddy didn't say, you got a three-shot lead, you know, hit 4 wood up the right center, and you can still hit 6 iron onto the 13th. That shot on 13 that ended up going 365 yards, he started it over the trees. He started it left of the creek and hit the thing and cut and drew the thing back in, being a left-hander, and it clipped trees and it ended up working out. On 15, he's got 181 to the front and no shot whatsoever over the creek with serious tree limbs in front of him. He went for it anyway, just cleared the water, ended up in a relatively safe spot and made a par 5 because the hole was short enough that clearing the water allowed you to do so. So the lack of judicious shot making that ended up working out, combined with the fact that nobody could really put any pressure on him, except it fell to a 20-year-old kid who just couldn't quite do it on the back nine, but almost did a few 5-footers, and he's right there. And not so lucky things by Bubba, and could have been differently. But you can't change one fact and assume everything else stays the same. But it was discouraging, and then it got boring, of course, on the back nine.
Sure.
Because nothing happened.
But everything you just said and the way Bubba played that back nine makes him the fans' favorite.
I don't know. I felt like everybody knew that the shot on 13 was kind of stupid, and I think people knew that the second shot on 15 was kind of stupid. And I'll tell you one thing that occurred to me was, watching it on television, the announcers just absolutely stayed away from the stupidity of the moment. The shot was struck. It happened to clear. He chipped it on and two-putted for 5. But no, everybody knew that he got away with murder, and it was an incredibly stupid golf thing to do. I think that did not make him particularly popular in that instance, like the hook out of the trees, which was the one shot that he had, had turned people on. In this case, he had options, and he chose the riskiest one and got away with them.
What's the chance that Bubba ends up in that Andy North category? Got a couple of major championships and not a whole lot more.
I could see him winning this again because, you know, when he, first of all, the thing, you know, we're talking about the champion, and here I am, you know, saying he did this poorly, he did that poorly. Meanwhile, he won by 3 shots, and he won it on a golf course that was U.S. Open hard. So if you can average 2 under a day on a U.S. Open hard golf course, then you played some good golf. He's a really good putter. I think he only had a couple of 3 putts, and going into the golf tournament, I think he had like 371 or something holes in a row leading the tour in holes without a 3-putt until he 3-putted a par 5, if I'm not mistaken, at Augusta National this past week. So, really good putter. Really good putter. He shook in 2 really good putts on Saturday afternoon on 17 and 18. Really good 5-footers, you know, that kind of kept kept him together and kept him in the last group and kept him from falling apart emotionally that night. And somehow he's able to control his incredible length, his power, by being able to curve the golf ball as much or as little as he would like to. And he did that very successfully there. Jack Nicklaus, for a few times, won the golf course because he had so little left into the greens. That's when Jones made the famous remark, "You play a game with which I'm unfamiliar," even though Jones was very familiar with it, and I thought it was just Southern hospitality company manners. But that's the deal with Bubba. He's longer, and then he has less club in, so you can be a little sloppier with 8-iron than you can with 5-iron a lot of the other guys hit. So I think he can win there again. That's the kind of course where he can win again. You know, Tiger won there, you know, early on because when he was a really powerful player and outdrove everybody, well, you know, that was a time that his power worked. So power's always been important at Augusta National. If you could use it and have it work out for you, I feel like it worked out for Bubba as opposed to it was a judicious use of.
We're talking with Peter Kessler, host of the Peter Kessler Show, available on revolutiongolf.com. In the past on the program, you've spoken highly about Jordan Spieth. I would think this weekend did nothing to dissuade you.
Oh, yeah, I never bet on anything, ever. It never even occurs to me. And it was 50-1. And I was at a friend's house who I know bets on football games and stuff, and he always goes, "I got something on this, I got something on that." It's always so confusing. I said, "Can you put down $20 for me on Jordan Spieth?" And nothing that happened dispelled my feeling that he's America's next great superstar. You know, it's funny because he doesn't seem to be doing anything other than what you're kind of supposed to do. He generally hits it into play, leaves himself a lot of birdie chances, is really good around the greens. Inside of 15 feet, he's phenomenal. And from 25 feet and out last year on the PGA Tour, he was the number one putter. 25 feet out, your first year on tour on greens you've never putted on before, so bang on his putting. So there's that to be considered. And, you know, gosh, he was so close. You know, a misplayed wedge on 8 leading to a 3-putt, so he missed a short putt there. He missed a short putt on 9. He missed a short putt on 13. He made a short putt on 15. If he makes any of those and puts a little pressure on Bubba, Bubba just was praying to crack, but he didn't.
I had a media member tell me Sunday morning before the leaders got on the golf course that the golf tournament reminded him of the guy in the lead, of Jordan Spieth. Not spectacular, not exciting, not sexy, but a rock solid.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, it was hard to make a final judgment about the fun quotient in a good way because of the lack of scoring on the back nine on Sunday. You know, net-net, to me, the golf tournament turned out to be not as interesting as Jordan Spieth. I think he transcended the golf tournament and does for the moment. If that's hard and fast and that's the way it's supposed to play, something's not right, because this, again, was like a U.S. Open in terms of the scoring. You know, 8-under, so you average 2 a day. The next guy's 5-under par. I mean, that's a serious thing. You know, that's like, you know, 28-7 football game at 3 shots is a ton, especially when the scoring is so high. So I was just stunned at the number at the end. I missed, there was no eagles on 15 Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, maybe one or two birdies on 11. Not that there's supposed to be birdies there, but, you know, and there's another shot, another putt that Jordan Spieth, you know, could have made. He hit a great shot into 11, actually the second best shot that we saw after Kuchar's somewhat lucky hook into 11, but Spieth hit a deliberate shot 8 feet from the hole and just missed the putt. But I thought it was boring in many ways, but mostly particularly on the back nine on Sunday when nothing happened because nobody could make it happen and because he just had trouble giving it away as hard as he tried, and Jordan Spieth wasn't quite ready to win the first major yet.
Minute or so that I've got left, I think I find a different way to ask you this question every year. What does it say about the tournament? What does it say about the golf course when 20-somethings are in the mix, 50-somethings are in the mix, and Phil doesn't make a cut?
Well, I think it says a few things. One, that hard and fast means that anybody can play it. And if you're an experienced player who can play it, like a lot of these guys who've won there before, like Jose Maria Olazabal, I mean, you know, it just unbelievable stuff. Bernhard Langer shot 69 in the last round.
Yeah.
That was like the tie for low score with Bubba, I think, of anybody remotely on the planet. So I love that about Augusta National, that when it plays like this, that a lot of guys can play it because length becomes a non-factor. I think green speed and pin position is the thing that I would be looking for to make some subtle alterations to encourage scoring throughout the golf tournament, you know, threaten the scoring mark of, you know, get to 20 under, let somebody threaten 20 under, but at least let them get to 14 under, something where you've got some action on Sunday. So that's what I missed. I thought, you know what, it's the Masters. I watched every minute.
He is Peter Kessler, the host of the Peter Kessler Show on RevolutionGolf.com. Always a pleasure, Peter. Thank you.
My pleasure, sir.